Well, I have a lot of different favorite animals at the aquarium, but one of the animals I really want to talk about this morning is the California horn shark. It's one of my favorite animals of all time. The California horn shark is one of the animals that we have here on exhibit, and it's one of my favorite animals because it's got to be one of the cutest little babies when it's born. I love sharks in general, but horn sharks I love very much because I've worked with them for many years. What's really neat about horn sharks is, beside the fact that they have two really cool horns on their backs, which they use for protection, is that when they mate, when they reproduce, the females lay an egg. And the egg is a spiral-shaped egg. And that egg is usually deposited by the female on the bottom of the ocean, on the substrate. And inside that egg case, it's a leathery, protein-stranded type of egg case, inside that egg case is a little embryo, which will develop into a shark pup after about 10 months. Inside that little case is an embryo, and it's encased with all this really great mucousy gelatinous fluid, and there's a beautiful golden yolk in there, and that yolk provides nutrients to that embryo as it develops for those 8 to 10 months. Then the shark pup hatches, and when it scrapes its way out or crawls its way out of it, swims its way out of its egg case, it will swim on its own without any parental care, and find food, and grow up, and do the whole thing over again. In the wild, we find horn sharks pretty much all over the coast of Southern California, on rocky reefs along our coast. If you're either diving in Malibu or along PV, Palos Verdes, or Catalina, you can see them in shallow waters up to 10 feet, or you can see them down to 70, 80, 100 plus feet of water. Very docile. They only get to grow about 3.5 to 4 feet in length. Typically nocturnal in nature, but you'll see them wandering around and doing their business during the daytime too. And on occasion, you'll see them even swimming over the bottom of sandy flats or open areas, hunting animals like sand dollars or crustaceans or big clams and big worms, shrimp. But they do spend most of their time, especially in the daytime, relaxing or hiding within the reef of our coast, where there's a lot of algae and a lot of great hiding places. Since they don't get very large, they're susceptible to predation. A lot of big mammals like sea lions or elephant seals can eat them. Larger animals, larger fish can eat them. I know that people try to eat them. So big lobsters can catch horn sharks and eat them, gobble them up like corn on the cob. So they're easily found, and they are really, really interesting to see and really fun to view out in the wild. Of course, you can see them here at the aquarium as well. At the aquarium, we have them in our shark and ray exhibit. There are a few in there that are laying around, kind of relaxing throughout the day. Like I said, they're usually more active at night, but it's a no-touching exhibit, but you can get up really close and take a look at them. On occasion, with our educational programs or with our birthday parties, you can get a special treat and get to touch the back of a horn shark or rub its horns, its two horns on its back.